Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio welcoming you to another episode of A Moment with Marianne. Have you been feeling weary lately, overwhelmed, wishing you could get off the treadmill of life? Well, you can. All it takes is a decision, but not the decision you may think. For instance, you don't necessarily have to quit your job or stop going to school. You don't necessarily have to give up volunteering at your favorite charity or playing on your favorite sports team. In fact, you don't necessarily have to stop any activity you are currently engaged in. But you may have to learn to turn inward to Jesus in you to fill up your well. I lead a busy life. I spend several hours a day writing books and marketing them. I write 2 weekly blogs, and I prepare for and teach a weekly Bible study. I also tutor a student in French. In addition, I spend several hours a week enjoying my children and grandchildren. Like you, I am tempted to feel overwhelmed, but I've discovered a secret that keeps me going all day long. My secret is my inner well. I like to call it my oasis, the place deep inside me where I continually commune with Jesus. The place deep inside me where I go whenever I need to be refreshed or whenever I simply want to hear my Lord's sweet voice. And I go there several times a day. As you've undoubtedly guessed, Jesus is my inner well. His Holy Spirit resides within me, filling me whenever I need a drink of His life-giving water. And I need a drink of water quite often. When I am the busiest on the outside, you will find me at my inner well. When life's pressures bombard me, you will find me at my inner well. When I am spending time with my family, you will find me at my inner well. You see, I spend a lot of time at my inner well. Jesus is the life-giving water from which I continually drink. My own little well can't hold much water, and the little water that it does hold gets used up fast. So I need to go back to my inner well continually. Interestingly, Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman at a well. He knew that her inner well was dry because she was looking in the wrong place to fill it. She was looking to the world, to relationships with men, to obtain what only Jesus could give her. We do the same thing whenever we look to something other than God to meet our needs, to fill our well. That something may be drugs, alcohol, nicotine, sex, food, work, sports, social media, hobbies, friends, our spouse, our children. The list could go on and on. But when we look in the wrong places to fill our well will eventually run dry. Why? Because earthly water is not enough to satisfy the soul's thirst. The soul requires heavenly water to quench its thirst. What about you? Has your well run dry? Perhaps you're drinking from the wrong well. There is only one well that will satisfy your soul. That well is Jesus Christ. Do you know Him? If not, I urge you to meet Him today. I'll introduce you to Him. Just pray this simple prayer after me to start drinking from the only well that will end your soul's thirst forever. Lord Jesus, I come to You just as I am. I acknowledge that You are the Son of God, that You died for me, and that You rose from the dead. I receive You now as my Savior and Lord. Amen. If you sincerely prayed this prayer, you are now a born-again child of God and a follower of Jesus Christ. For more information to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus, I invite you to visit my websites at MarianneDiIorio.com and MarianneDiIorioMinistries.com. Thank you for listening to A Moment with Marianne. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, your virtual life coach, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, filled with God's love, peace, and joy.